Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory be to God. Yes. Thank you all for the testimonies. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory be to God. Yes, we thank God for the gift of long life. Eh? Okay. Long life. You say your mother is 93? Wow. Eh? 93. That's powerful. Eh? Yes, we thank God for that. Hallelujah. Yeah. Let's give a big hand clap to the worship team. Yeah. The worship team did an excellent job. Glory be to God. Bob and Belinda, good to see you. You were not here last Sunday, so yeah. You know, I have a few friends in this church, so Bob is one of them. But I'm sure he's shocked, he's like, what? You know? Hallelujah. Yes, glory be to God. All the young people, you're welcome. Juliana, good to see you. But you said you're going back this week. Then you said you're here for Christmas. You extended your stay. Okay, that's good. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, the Nambole crew, good to see you. Hey, there's a gentleman. Are you interested or you're part of the Nambole crew? Mark? You're the outgoing. Okay. You can be the remaining going. Eh? There's outgoing, ingoing. You should remain. Eh? You should remain. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Yes, last Sunday, we were talking about excelling in loving God. Excelling in what? In loving God. And we're going to continue talking about that today. Glory be to God. We shall talk about why we need to excel in loving God, how we should do that, or how the Bible tells us we should do that. And we shall also see the good that comes out of that. The good that comes out of loving God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, so number one, why should we excel in loving God? The answer is very simple. We should excel in loving God because loving God is the foremost commandment. Foremost meaning it is the most important. Glory be to God. And that we see in Mark chapter 12 from verse 28. Okay? Someone comes and asks the Lord, he asks him that, which is the first or the foremost commandment of all? Then verse 29 says that Jesus answered him that the first or the foremost or the most important commandment of all is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God. The Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. And Jesus adds and says that this is the first commandment, or this is the foremost, the most important commandment. Glory be to God. Okay, so that is why we should excel in loving God, because it is the most important commandment. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? Always in life, find out in whatever you're involved in, find out which is the most important thing. And if you want to succeed in that which you're doing, okay, excel in the most important thing of what you're doing. Do you understand? But it is that simple. Glory be to God. It reminds me when I was in O-level. Okay? O-level. Okay? I joined Senior One in 1990. The person who was 93, I don't know when she joined. senior one. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, 1990. So, yeah, there are some subjects which I wasn't interested. Okay? I wasn't interested because I found them hard. Okay? Number one, geography. Okay? Geography. I didn't see the reason of knowing how many islands are in New York. Huh? Anyway, then there are those rivers, lakes in Canada. You remember those things? Eh? Then in senior three, or senior four, we had to study about some plantations in Kenya. Hmm? And you had to know the millimeters, the feet of the man. I was like, first of all, we are not taught how big is a foot. I just learned that recently. Okay, we were constructing that a foot actually you can just what? Approximate with your foot. But we're not told that. Now we're supposed to know how big each tree should be. Anyway, that's, you know, eh? Yeah, the other thing was history. Okay? Man, it was tough. Okay? The ten causes, 10 consequences, 10 over, I don't know how many kingdoms. Each kingdom has their own causes of whatever, their own consequences. I mean, it was too much reading. Too much reading. I couldn't handle that, man. That was too much for me. Okay? So what did I do? Okay? I don't know whether I wanted to do engineering or to do medicine. But I was like, now, for me, this is the most important thing. There is a certain, or any four subjects. So what I decided to do, we're doing 10 subjects, and to go back to Chisubi, you had to do very well in 8 subjects, like these days, I guess. Eh? Basically, those things of best 8. Eh? So me, I dropped 2 subjects. Okay? But I didn't tell the administration because you're supposed to do 10 subjects, can't help, you know. And I didn't tell my parents. But from around senior 3, first term, I dropped 2 subjects. Okay? Geography and history. Okay? I dropped them. I'm like, I don't care if I get 9s in them. Okay? Then I was like, I'm going to get 2 subjects. In these 2, I just need to get 1. 2. Okay? And that was chemistry and mathematics. Remember, now I have 8 subjects. Geography, history, out. I no longer read them. I no longer, well, I don't know whether I used to attend the lectures. But anyway, they were out. I don't care. Okay? Ngoni Rebellion. Remember those things? Yeah, man. Eh? Some guys in West Africa, you know, eh? And so, and by the way, I got a piece of paper and I wrote, if I get a 1 in math, a 1 in chemistry, 2 in physics, 2 in biology, then I did CRE. CRE, now that was the simplest. Simplest. All you needed to do to get a 1 in CRE, just write good things. You remember Christian religious education? Christianity is about love, doing good things, helping your neighbor, obeying the first commandment, loving God. I was like, that one, really? 1. Okay? But I did it in hiding. I didn't want my classmates to know that I was doing CRE. Because back in Smack Man, I used to hide my. Sam, remember? Man, it was a top secret. And so, to cut a long story short, we can change with senior 4 history and what? Geography, they're out. Okay? Anyway, we go to Ukanta, man. Eh? Okay? I got my 1 in math, 1 in chemistry. You remember? Okay, the most important things to you concerning what you know. Eh? And then, but Sierra, I don't know what happened. They cheated me. You remember those things? I got a 2. Okay, by the way, I've told this this story, but I'll tell it again. In CRE, our class were like 13. So there was a guy called Mugera Utoni. Okay? He used to cut it short to Mugton. It was called Mugton. Mugera. Yeah. Then there was another chap. He's an architect in town now called Nalika Ukasenge. Now remember, SMAC, or Uchisubi, was a Catholic school. Okay, though I wasn't a Catholic. How I ended up there, that's another story. And so senior six, we used to have mass, okay? Mass. Do you know mass? Okay, mass is service, okay? The Catholic call it mass. So there was a service and to bless the candidates, to pray for them, God's blessing, so they can what? And that service, the senior six says, no, first it was mock exams. So mock exams, again, we had a service and we're in charge, the senior six says. So I volunteered to be an altar boy. Okay? I was once an altar boy. But I have a picture at home. All right? Then Mugton was also an altar boy. And Nadika, okay? Used to call him Kax from Okasenge. So it's called Kax. So now, you remember, altar boys are supposed to help the priest, to give him the what? Echikompe, What is echikompe in English? That cup where there's wine and, What is echikompe, people? Mwena muri Banglican. Bridget, what is the chikompe? You are in Namagunga. And that cup, where there's wine, where they dip the Eucharist, then they give you, And so you're supposed to, then those bull, what are they called? Anyway, whatever. So now these guys decided to volunteer to be altar boys, specifically to mess up the priest. Okay, Father Sechimpi, to mess him up. Okay, and remember, this is the guy who is teaching us CRE. So, man, guys messed up Father Sechimpi intentionally. He would ask for the cup, then they give him something else. Okay, remember, this is a school mass. Everyone, man, and the Father Sechimpi, I think, did not love the Lord with all his what? Because he decided to revenge. Mocks. Remember? He's the one who sets exams, the CRE exam, and he's the one who marks. So he set the exam and he marked. Okay? Cax got a 9 in CRE mocks. Mugton. Okay, Mugton. Guess what he got? He also got a 9. Glory be to God. Now, when he came to Cantab, senior 4 exams, the final exam, Cax got a 1 in CRE. Glory be to God. And for me, I was cheated. I got a 2. After writing nice things, good things, don't abuse your friends, help one another, I gathered a what? A 9. Hallelujah. Anyway. But to cut a long story short, the aggregate I got, the total, okay, best in 8, okay, I went back to SMAC. That I would have gone to any school. Why? Because I decided to excel in the most important what? Glory be to God. Now, a few weeks to the final exams, I was like, wait a minute. But let me spot. Remember spotting? When you just get a subject, then you're like, let me read about this. If it comes, I get a what? So I was like, let me get back this history and geography and just read a few kingdoms. Bachwezi, those ones are here. We know them. Okay? I was like, those ones, they're easy to what? So I got a few things in what? And man, someone who hadn't done history for close to a year, okay, final exam, I got a 2. Hallelujah. By just reading Bachwezi. By the way, that same thing, I did it in medical school, final exams. I did that same thing in medical school. My friends were reading hard things, syndromes, you know, that thing. For me, I decided to just get our diseases here in Uganda. Okay? And man, I read only those ones. Heart failure, diabetes, malaria. I sailed through medical school properly, man. Glory be to God. And here we are. Hallelujah. But even when it comes to the Bible, okay? This Bible, contrary to what many people think, it's a simple book. Glory be to God. This book was written to simple people. Like the Abantu Bawansi, Wanainchi. It wasn't written to brilliant minds. Glory be to God. So this Bible didn't have to be complicated because it is not complicated. Hallelujah. And if you just live by the simple things it tells you to do, you're good to go. For example, I mean, here it is, just excel in the foremost commandment. Glory be to God. Loving God with all your what? With all your what? With all your heart and with all your what? And with all your what? And with all your what? Aha. Glory be to God. Amen? Foremost commandment. We should excel at this, all of us. We should do what? Excel at this. Okay, now, how do we do that? Okay, how do we excel at loving God? We have an example of someone in the Bible who did that. Okay, and that is Solomon. Before he got messed up, okay, we find that in 1 Kings chapter 3 from verse 3. The Bible says that, and Solomon loved the Lord. Glory be to God. Okay? By the way, we should all, at a certain point in our lives, get that CV. Glory be to God. Okay? When somehow in heaven, okay, it is written of us that we loved the Lord. Glory be to God. Okay? Oh, God speaks to someone in a dream and tells them that praise loves me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Man, that's excellent. Eh? Hallelujah. When you're gone, eh? Okay, if the rapture doesn't happen while you're still here, and God speaks to your children or your grandchildren and tells them that your father, okay, your mother, your grandparents loved me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Man, this is excellent. Eh? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, at your burial, your spouse, can tell the crowd that he or she loved me. But there should be something more than that. Eh? Now, God's opinion about you. And say, man, that guy, that lady loved me. Glory be to God. So anyway, Solomon, the Bible says that he loved the Lord. And how did he love the Lord? The Bible says he loved the Lord by walking in the statutes of his father, David. Okay? And according to verse 14, the statutes of David were the commandments of God. Hallelujah. So Solomon loved the Lord by walking in the commandments of God. It is that simple. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Solomon loved the Lord by obeying the commandments of God, and that is how we should also love the Lord. Glory be to God. Verse 4 says that he even offered 1,000 what? Burnt offerings to the Lord. 1,000. He just didn't offer one. Glory be to God. Okay? He excelled. He was like, God, I'm going to give you more than you. Like, Like, I'm not going to do the bare minimum. Hallelujah. These things of you go to church, or a fellowship at school, then, you know, after the third song is like, but why don't they stop? Okay, we have done three songs. Why don't they stop? Okay, bare minimum. That shouldn't be. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, concerning offerings, okay, and sacrifices, for us we cannot, we are not supposed to slaughter cows and goats and bulls anymore. All right? For us, the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15, that we should continually offer the sacrifices of praise, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Hallelujah. Okay? That is one of the sacrifices that we are supposed to offer unto God. All right? The sacrifice of praise. Okay? Giving thanks to the name of God. Okay? And again, we shouldn't just sing one song, then you're like, yeah, you know? Okay? For as long as you're able, for as long as you have time, you know? Hallelujah. Okay? Be a worshiper. Be a person who offers, who is known for offering up sacrifices of praise and to God. Glory be to God. That is one of the sacrifices New Testament believers are supposed to give unto God. Okay? Another one is in the next verse, verse 16. Okay? Paul says that, do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Okay? Doing good to one another, sharing what you have with people, especially with believers, as Galatians 6 says. Okay? It is a sacrifice that is well-pleasing to God. Okay? So since it is a sacrifice that is well-pleasing to God, you should excel at it. Okay? And you should teach your children also to excel at it. Don't teach your children to be misers. Parents, say amen. Amen. Especially those of you who have kids in boarding schools. Hallelujah. Give instructions to the child not to give out their sugar, not to give out their what? These days, what do they buy? Okay? Splash. Okay, by the way, you should stop splash. But that is for another Sunday. Okay? What do you buy? Okay. Let me what? Hallelujah. Anyway, please, don't what? You tell your children to share. Okay? And you tell them that if God leads you to give it all away, just obey God. Just obey what? The things that you know, pass them, because you yourself know that if God tells you what, you should. Okay, so why don't you pass on that information to your children? And by the way, they won't die when they give away all their stuff at school. Because there's food at school. Three meals a day, isn't it? And three meals a day, no one can die. Someone who has three meals a day, they can't die. People in Uganda are doing, many people are doing 1 meal a day. So your child won't die. Okay, on the contrary, the child will have accumulated rewards in heaven. Glory be to God. Mr. Barlow was telling me the other day, that they were led one time to give away everything. Isn't that so? Chairs, everything. Glory be to God. Did they die? Hallelujah. Okay? The only problem could have been that now their kids maybe were like, man, we can't invite our friends. Because, man, banala babatia, you arrive home, sitting room, mats. But do our kids know mats? Hemikeka. You're just saying yes, but your neighbor is like, what? What? So don't think you're all in the word. Glory be to God. Amen? But teach, by the way, you people, teach your children to be generous. Teach them to be generous. Okay? There's a blessing in being generous. And you know that. So why do you hide that from your kids? Hallelujah. Don't hide it from your kids. Okay? Teach them. Okay? And by the way, by doing that, you never know, you might be helping them so that they don't have to look for a job after university. Because God is like, man, the blessing this child has accumulated. Oh no, yetaga kuba what? Kuba employer. Okay? So that he shares the money. Like he's not given some of the money, he's the one who gives out. Okay? There's a guy I met, he used to work with my sister many years ago. Then the next time I meet him, he's like, hey, your so-and-so, Becky's sister. I'm like, yeah, brother. He's like, yeah, I worked with your sister. But now he was self-employed. Then he told us how he got into self-employment. He told us that they used to work somewhere, either in Mbale, you know. They had a boss, so they used to go do work. Then their boss gets paid a lot of money, and I think he knew how much it was. Then their boss would remove a little and gives them. Remove a little, gives them. The guy said, man. Hey! The guy said, now I want to be the one who also gives. What? And that's how he entered self-employment. Because he was a man. We make a lot of money and these chaps just, but just a little then, the guy said, no. Okay? He's like, I want to be the one who gets paid all that money. And then I decide how much to give what? To give the chaps who have done all the work. Glory be to God. And so, there are blessings in what? Yes. And the earlier you get your kids into that habit, into that discipline of generosity, of sharing, all right, the better off you are. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So anyway, those are some of the sacrifices we in this dispensation can give or should give unto the Lord. Amen. But now back to the one of keeping the commandments of God. Okay? Remember, Solomon loved the Lord by keeping the statutes, of the Lord, which are basically the commandments. Now, even us, New Testament, we are expected to keep the commandments of God. And when we do that, we are loving him. Hallelujah. Okay? 1 John chapter 5, verse 3 says that this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. Hallelujah. Amen. This generation, this has to sink in. Hallelujah. And I believe that's why God wants it to be shouted and repeated on all pulpits. Okay? This is the love of what? God. That we keep his commandments. Glory be to God. The love of God is that we should keep his commandments. Glory be to God. Like what Solomon did. Amen? Very important. And by the way, Bob, his commandments, God's commandments, are not burdensome. They are not difficult to keep. They are not hard to keep. Okay? You might have a different opinion. Okay? But the Bible says they are not hard to keep. Glory be to God. And even then, according to Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 27, we have the Holy Spirit to help us to keep the commandments of God. Okay? We have what? The Holy Spirit to help us keep the commandments of God. Glory be to God. So we have the Holy Spirit to help us love God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Ugandans need to hear this, keeping the commandments. We are generally a lawless country, and I don't know what is going to be done to get us law-abiding. Everything is lawless, man. Okay? Traffic lights, like, boda-boda guys think that, you know, even the way we drive on the left, okay? The way we turn, if you want to turn like to the right, guys, the way they turn, they enter from the right, you know. He says you're supposed to join the other road from on the, you know. But these days, and all of, well, not all of you, but most of you are doing it, and you don't realize that you can get knocked or you can knock someone who's coming from the other side. But it has become the norm. It's kawa. If you do the right thing, people will look at you and say, what's wrong with you? Osiba, or causing a traffic. Osiba motoka. You know, we are low, you know. It's like you can't do anything without paying an extra back. You say, I mean, you're going to build your house, okay? You pay money for approvals, but somehow you have to pay more. It's like nothing gets done, but it is very sad. And I don't know how it's going to be rectified. Okay, I don't know. We need someone like a president who to come in who doesn't need votes. As long as you have people who need votes, okay, to come back after what? 5 years, then there will always be a problem. We need like Kagame. Kagame doesn't need anyone's vote. Because at the end of the day, he's going to get 95%. Even if one person, his wife, okay, and the daughter who vote him, he's going to get 90 what? So he doesn't care, you know, Okay. I have a friend of mine, he's Randese, and he works there. He says, man, the guy can be driving, you know, on the road, or he's being anywhere, driven. And then he sees a certain structure. And he's like, isn't this in the road reserve? Then he tells them to park, stop. Then he gets out of the car and goes and what looks. Okay? But did they do a little bit in the road what? Reserve. And if they did, that structure is down. Okay? He goes to a hotel. Okay, again, lawlessness. As in waitresses and waiters and waitresses, they somehow think they should earn without doing what they're supposed to do. Okay? So anyway, Kagame, that he goes in a hotel, okay? Then he sits down, okay? Then he looks at the, what? Windowsill. Then he does like this. He's like, you know, and if there's dust, now we need someone like that. Glory be to God. Okay? There's someone who said that the reason why Museveni is not styling us up, okay? Apparently, it's because he's a villager. Mwenda said that years ago, and he got in what? trouble. Okay? But I think there's some truth to it. There's someone saying, Taina style, Taina class. Whatever you mean to be a yambale, be a white, just what? No. There's someone who say that, have you ever seen his shoe? That apparently has some, like, for him it's about comfort. For him he has his comfortable shoe. But still, you can have a nice comfortable shoe. You understand? You can have a comfortable shoe, but which is also what? You can have your chew white something, but not, you know, fitting, what, bulletproof, you know, So now you can see that is how our country, okay? But Museveni is God's will right now for this country, all right? So I'm just saying the other facts about, I've voted him since whatever, you know, because I would have dreams, God saying he should come back. Last election, okay, I told you guys I had a dream and I narrated the dream, and Bob was a bit, okay? Before the elections, he had a dream. Bob told me, man, I had a dream, and I quickly ran and voted, what? The chap. Hallelujah. Yeah, but that doesn't negate the fact that, what? Yeah. Okay? State House, you go there, man. There's no beauty to it. Hallelujah. You get, stand up, Nambole. Make it beautiful, eh? I said, do some flowers. There's some space for that, isn't it? Yeah. How much do those things cost? 5,000. 5,000. And when they grow up, you never even know that, man, can it was spending on Kumitanos or car. Beautify things, amen? By the all of you, beautify your homes, please. Eh? Glory be to God. Amen? By the God loves beautiful things. I hope you know that. Eh? God loves beautiful things. Hallelujah. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. There's something I'm thinking of sending. Hallelujah. So I'm getting ready. Okay? Women, however, loving the Lord doesn't mean what? You don't more beautify yourself, eh? If there's anything like that. Okay? Women are supposed to be beautiful. Glory be to God. Men, husband, hallelujah. Okay? So women, please, please, please. And beautifying yourself doesn't mean dressing indecently. Okay? It doesn't mean, you know, and at the same time, it doesn't mean dressing like Museven. You just know about it. You go, yeah, why? Please. Then another thing. You know, now there are women who know they're supposed to look what? Beautiful and nice. Okay? And thank God for that. Eh? But now, they only do that when they are going out of the house. When they are going out of the house. You know? At home, by name, go away. Now I'm talking to wives. By name, go away. Mbu, want to feel free, you know what? No. Because, first and foremost, you're supposed to look beautiful for your husband, not for the people on the road. You know, mukubo wa, you know. So first of all, be beautiful at home. Don't decide to, what? Style up when you're going out. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Mubele serious. Bob. Bob is like pastor in the car. In the car. Please. Don't lay a trap for me. Yeah, but Mubele serious. Eh? You're supposed to look first and foremost for your husband. But now you think your husband is okay with some gagway. Women don't know where you get them from. You know, eh? As in, Mubele serious. Okay? There's a girl. My father had a cousin, then now, and some cousin, then what? The cousin gave birth, now some cousin. Okay? Sorry. You know those relatives whom you have? But you know, Baba cousin, Baba Chie, Kwange bintu biatani keri mu ba great grandfather. You know those things. And so there's this girl, okay, a cousin, okay? Yeah, she gets married. Then I had, a year or so later, the guy, the husband, was talking to some of my what? Young sisters. And telling them that you talk to your cousin. Talk to your cousin. So you see now, the guy is like, Bambi, he can't what? Because now, if the husband, you are sure your wife, man, she might miss, you know. Yet actually, that should be the best, you know, approach. But she's like, okay, let me talk to her cousin. Please. Okay. Glory be to God. So don't get to those what? Levels where they have to what? Hey. Remember, Pastor Tuyambe. Okay. Budira, you what? Someone. Hey. But women, by the way, yeah, this is very good. And by doing that, you way amber. Glory, yeah? You're helping yourself and you're also helping your husband. Okay? Because there are other girls, those women on the road who have decided to look beautiful. Hmm? First of all, the guy might crash. Means of an accident. Let me not go into that. Eh? But please. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And by the way, after a year, you're supposed to give an offering. Amen? Amen? Yes. Glory be to God. But please, loving God, okay, is obeying what? Yeah, this young girl, how old are you? 16. When she was around 14, okay, she told me she wants to marry, you know, like a photographer. Okay? A guy who takes pictures. All right? And she said that what? That, so I told her, they said that, yeah, I want him to be taking pictures of me. All right? Pictures of what? But I was like, if the guy is a photographer, birds, buildings, and that, you know, eh? They say, no, he has even, you know, but now, yeah, he'll be encouraged to do that. Okay? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, this is the work of uncles and aunties. Okay? What the parents don't say. Okay? What I don't tell my kids, Christine can tell them. What Christine doesn't tell Grace Joy, I can tell it to her on the pulpit. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory be to God. But you wives, do you know what it means? Eh? You know, ngoyamba de bulungi. Okay? Mwa mungagala kutambula nawe, ngagala abantu bakulave, you know, eh? He's not saying anything, but somehow, eh? He wants everyone to know that she's my, you know, I'm the guy, you know, eh? Nga yai, you know, eh? Hallelujah. Ni watambala bulungi ayinzo kuva might refuse to get out of the car to enter the supermarket with you. Yes, I'm again. Hallelujah. Yeah. But these things are true. Glory be to God. I've talked to men and these things are what? Hallelujah. Loving God by obeying his commandments. We should do that. Glory be to God. Okay? 4 years ago, 13th June 2019, Joanne, Sam's wife, had a dream. And in this dream, most of you know it, okay? In this dream, Joanne enters a certain place and she knew it was a church. And there's a preacher in the States, a prophet, a great man of God called Rick Joyner. So she finds Rick Joyner in there and he's praying, okay? He's kneeling, he's praying. So Joanne sees him and she wants to ask him how she should love the Lord with all her heart. Okay? But Rick Joyner was praying, eh? So she couldn't interrupt him. So she stood, okay, beside him to wait until he finishes to pray. Ne Rick Joyner utamala, like he was going on and on. Okay? So just as she was going to tap him, okay, he gets up. Okay? Then Rick Joyner, anyway, Joanne tells him that, I want to know how I should love the Lord with all my heart. Okay? Then Rick Joyner gets the Bible. Okay? And he's like, if you want to love the Lord with all your heart, okay, just read the Bible and do what it says. Then told her that, if you do this, you will have loved the Lord with all your what? With all your heart. Okay? And you see, it tallies well with the scriptures. If you get a dream which doesn't tally with the scriptures, throw it away real quick. Okay, that's of the devil. It's either the devil or just the flesh. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Yes, I thought I should remind us of that dream Joanne had 4 years ago. Glory be to God. Now, what are some of the results of keeping the commandments of God? Okay? Number one, and very important, is that those who keep the commandments of God will inherit eternal life. Okay? They will go to heaven. They will live with the Lord forever and ever and ever. All right? In Matthew chapter 19, from verse 16, someone came and asked Jesus that, "What good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?" Okay? Jesus answered him and said that, "If you want to enter into life or eternal life, do what? Keep the commandments." Glory be to God. Keep the what? The commandments. Then this guy asked Jesus, "Which ones?" Okay? Then Jesus said, "You shall not do what? You shall not murder." By the way, I hope you people know that there's a difference between murder and killing. You know that. Jesus didn't say, "You shall not kill." There's a difference. Okay? Hallelujah. There's a difference. Sometimes, you know, I hate to say this when they're young people, because now, especially my kids, they'll go back home and they'll say, "Man, it's like, what? I'm evil." But sometimes killing is what? Is not okay, but it's allowed. Okay? But murder, okay, is not allowed. It is never allowed. Okay? Like what soldiers do on the battle. It is killing. And it is right for most of the killings, or for many of the killings which they do. Okay? Because God gave them a mandate to protect you. So they do that by the sword, using the sword, using the gun. But murder, that one, no. Okay? Hallelujah. Anyway, so Jesus said, "You shall not murder." Okay? That's one of the commandments. Of course, and of course, that includes, he said elsewhere, hating someone. Hating someone is as good as what? Yeah. Okay? Even that chick that chucked you, you shouldn't hate her. Are you hearing? Yeah, that chick, I mean. Huh? Glory be to God. Yeah. She didn't find you. Yeah. Totally classy, you know. Yeah. So don't murder, don't hate. Okay? You shall not commit adultery. Okay? Sex outside marriage, and that includes lust. Okay? According to Jesus, elsewhere. Okay? Hallelujah. Because you can commit adultery in your mind, in your heart. Okay? You know John Mulinde? Apostle John Mulinde? Okay? Once upon a time, the Lord visited him, and he told him that, "If I were to come back now, I wouldn't take you to heaven." Then he was in shock. Then Jesus assured him why. One of the things was because of the what? By the way, it's on YouTube, so I'm not Bambi saying a guy's what? Secret stuff. By the way, I wouldn't have any secret stuff of his because I'm not his friend. Okay? But God said, yeah, because of the adultery you commit in your mind, in your heart. Okay? Remember, he was a pastor. Okay, so he say. Then he told him that when you sit there, the way you look at the ladies, maybe in the worship team, okay, what is going on in your mind as you're looking at them? You're basically, yeah, like undressing them or something like that. And say, "If I were to come, you were not, I wouldn't take you." Hallelujah. Amen? Yeah, so these things. Okay, then he said, "You shall not steal." You shall not what? Steal. Glory be to God. You shall not steal. Let me not go into that. You shall not bear false witness. Okay? Honor your father and your mother. Hallelujah. Honor them. Glory be to God. And he's basically saying, if you do that, then you have eternal life. Amen? Amen. Basically, obeying the commandments of God, you have eternal life. Now, there are some fools who say that was before Jesus died for us. Now, when he died for us, we are forever the righteousness of God. Whatever we do, okay, we are destined for eternal life, for heaven. Okay, but that's not true. Okay, what they're saying is not true. Christians can still go to hell if they don't obey the commandments of God. Glory be to God. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 6 from verse 9. Okay, Paul is writing to Christians and ask them that, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Okay? Then he tells them, do not be deceived. Tebabalimba, do not be deceived. Okay? Fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, homosexuals, all the LGBTQ, whatever plus, thieves, covetous, drunkards, all sinners, Christians who are sinners, they won't what? Inherit the kingdom of God. Glory be to God. Amen? So, keeping the commandments of God has a good eternal consequence. And that is living with God forever. Okay? Inheriting eternal life. Inheriting the kingdom of God. Okay? And not keeping the commandments of God, okay, will get you in hell. Hallelujah. Okay? Balo, you have to make a choice. When you begin a ministry, you have to make a choice whether to tell Christians that they'll inherit what? They'll go to hell if they don't keep here. Okay? Because if you want your church to grow real quick, chap, 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 you leave hell out of the picture. To be able to get a hole. The grace of God, the grace of God, the grace of God. You know, the Lord, whatever you do, he is just singing over you, singing over me, you know. He's just singing over you, you know. Don't condemn. Never feel guilty. If you feel guilty, it means you are... It is self-righteousness. You're trusting in your own self. You know. But when you know that, anyway, you know, you know, guys are going to hell, and they think they are fine. Glory be to God. Young people, please, don't fall for that lie. Okay? Most of the sounding names in the world right now, in the country here and out there, they are all preaching that stupidity. And but it's nice to hear that. It's nice to hear that. What? Whatever I do, I'm kawa. It's, you know, humanly speaking, it's great. It's great, great news. But it is evil news. It is what? Evil news. They seem to be like magnifying the love of God. But man, it's a deception. It is deception. That's why Paul here says that, do not be what? Deceived. Let no one deceive you. Okay? Even John say the same thing. Do not be deceived. In 1 John chapter 3, from verse 7, he says that, little children, Alana, little child, okay? Let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous. Okay? You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The Bible says if you're born again. But if you don't practice righteousness, you are not righteous. Okay? In fact, it consumes and says that if you do the contrary, okay, if you are practicing sinning, you are of the devil. Hallelujah. That is why when you die, you will go and join the devil. Okay? But those who are living in righteousness, when they die, they will go to be with their Father, the righteous one, in heaven. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Visitors, I hope you what? You go and tell your pastors this. Amen. Glory be to God. So that is the first consequence, and maybe the most important, of loving God, okay, by keeping his commandments. You inherit eternal life. You go to heaven. Glory be to God. Amen? You know, we are here for a short time. If the Lord doesn't come back in the next few years, we shall still die one day. Whether you're 93 or what, you know, glory be to God. I expected you to laugh about that. Oh, you have forgotten the 93-year-old lady. Okay? We aren't going to live forever in our physical world. Yes. Okay? And so, you see, this whole thing now, there's this a good craze, a good one, of exercising physical fitness. Okay, that's very good, wonderful. Okay, wonderful. Okay, exercise, keep healthy, keep fit. You know, don't just eat anything in whichever amounts. Great stuff. But I realize that people are taking it is, they are doing all that for a life that is temporary. But you never hear them talking about how to prepare for the life hereafter. But guy, body of greens, body of grass. Omudo. Hallelujah. And it's good if you want. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. People now are not enjoying their cars. They are walking. Awesome. Great stuff. Hallelujah. But also, at the same time, you should also prepare. Do things to prepare you for where you're going. Because, I mean, you can die at 100 because wadi odi ya healthy. Wadi nekumi akachenda. Ojogging amu akatono tono, you know. 90, you know. And then you end up in hell. You know, with a healthy body. Okay? We had a lecturer in medical school, a pathologist. The guy was a smoker, man. You know, pathologist? And they are the guys who do, like, mortuary stuff, post-mortem, who cut your beloved ones, you know, who cut. So this guy was a smoker, a drunkard. Then the guy, for him, was like, man, I'm not taking healthy lungs to the grave. My healthy lungs, was going to end up against just my grave. So this way the guy was smoking, man, messing up his lungs. But of course, that was an excuse. He was just an addict, okay? Yeah. So, yeah, please don't live healthy, then go to hell. Are you listening to me? Ilakati mubagambi, abo bakwano bamwe. Okay? We put some sense in their heads. You're like, man, binebintu ya exercise, bilunji, na ye also, ugenda kufa, nebo okola exercise, what? How many hours a day? Nelo jakufa. You know, you're exercising Munambolo, Duka Munambole. There's an accident that happened there, Like a few days ago. You saw it. Kachulia or exercising, what? Each truck counts for you. Hey. Nobody, you know, The Bible says that bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness profits, okay, in this life. And in the life that is to come. Glory be to God. You Americans, are you listening to me? What? All that good stuff, exercising, what, you know, Hallelujah. And by the way, let me leave you. I was going to go back to the wives. But glory be to God. Yeah, we need our wives. Do you know what it means to have a beautiful wife, a good-looking wife? Yeah, man, it's awesome. Hallelujah.
Yeah, so we men, we have things we would want to advise you to do. Now, yeah, the way you look at us when we are going to start, you are like, don't start. You know, sometimes an opening comes. You know, then the way, glory be to God. Amen. Yeah. Okay, but please, don't live an unrighteous life. You end up in hell. Are you listening to me? And hell, you know, it's not a funny place. I heard of chaps, okay? They used to watch a movie about how wonderful hell is. There was a movie. I don't know which generation that was. They were your movie. But that was a movie. Okay? Yeah, then these chaps died. Go to hell, and man, that was fire. Then they told the devil that this is not what they showed us. What? This is not the movie we saw on earth. Then the devil assured them, man, that was a pirated movie. That was a pirated movie. It was a fake movie. No. Glory be to God. He said this is a real thing. It was a what? It was, anyway, you understand? Yeah, hell is not a funny place. Now, the other good consequence of loving God by obeying his commandments is, provision. And for some people, God will even give them wealth and riches because of that. Okay, how God will determine who gets the wealth and the riches because they love him, I don't know. Okay? Anyway, but that we find in Psalm 112 from verse 1. It says that, praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord. What does it mean to fear the Lord? It means to delight greatly in his commandments. So, blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on earth. I keep emphasizing, saying that some of the problems some people are going through right now in life, not all of them, but some of them, is because of their descendants. Yeah, their descendants were not godly, what? With chaps. So, including poverty, what? You know, it is that. Okay, but this one is saying that the descendants of that person who delights greatly, excels in loving God, their descendants will be mighty on earth. Then he said that the generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house. Whose house? The house of that person who greatly delights in the commandments of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Wealth and riches, material provision. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Yes. Okay? I keep saying that love your children enough, or anyway, love your children that you, that you live according to the commandments of God, that your children or and grandkids, get blessed because of you. Hallelujah. But somehow, where God is like, your father loved me, your grandmother loved me, and I'm doing this for you, not because of you, but because of them. Are you listening to me? Very important. Hallelujah. Very important. Okay. Last week, someone brought me a brand new phone from the U.S. Brand new phone. The other year, they brought me a brand new phone. Then I gave it away. Then this year, they
brought me another one. Okay. So I'm like, I'm going to give it away. Then my daughter Abigail was like, Daddy, you won't give her your new phone. I'm like, yes. Then I was like, do you remember how you were born? Then she said, yeah. Why were you born in the States? Then she said, yeah, because you are a giver. And I'm like, okay, that's why this phone is what? Going away. Okay? Yeah. Most of you know the story of got married, then dreams came, do this, do, you know, get the kids to be born. So in years to come, I'll use that citizenship. And then God said, because of your giving. Because of your giving. But yeah, because you gave away almost everything. Hallelujah. Paid school fees for kids you don't know. And then you decide to what? God said, now what you did, you blessed those kids. Now I want to bless yours with something bigger. Okay? Glory be to God. We used to do that project with her. I'll give her the money. Then she what? Because anyway, yeah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes. So now we see. Yeah. So the kids have entandikwa. Which God is going to use to bless them. But not because of them. Sometimes they even make me annoyed. Hallelujah. Okay. But they're like, those. Yeah, anyway. You understand. So, again, I tell you, like I told you some time ago, parents, don't spend all your money on your children. Don't do that. Don't spend all your money on your what? Children. Be good to them and don't spend some of the money on them. Give away some of that money. When you do that, you're laying treasures in heaven for those kids. Something God will use to bless them. Glory be to God. I don't know, especially mothers. Mothers love their children. A child who grows up without a mother, man, it's very bad. Very, very bad. But sometimes now it is not love. But you call it love, but it is no. While we're lying, Jemu crossing anger, still love, cut. Still love. Now you're now messing up your child. Okay? Hey, you're giving the child that money, you're buying the child that something. When you should have sold that money by giving it somewhere to someone. And in years to come, it will come back multiplied to be a greater blessing for that child. Hallelujah. Please don't do that. Amen? So this man who greatly delights in the commandments of God, this man who is excelling in the commandments of God, his descendants, abana n'abazukuru, mighty on what? Earth. Glory be to God. Mighty man. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Those things of what? You are a young man. You get a chick. You like her. She likes you. She's born again. Then you go to your dad. You're a young man. Okay, yeah. You go to your dad. Tell your man there's this girl. Then they ask you, mwana wani. Hallelujah. Then you mention the kaname, you throw the kaname there. Then your dad doesn't ask any more questions. He's like, now when? Like, tutandike. Because a man, that name, you understand? Because that name is a blessed name. Glory be to God. Okay? I have a friend. He's a Mtoro. Anyway, I have a friend, He's a Mtoro. And his sister is in the U.S. And now she finds a man to marry while she's in America. Okay?
And then she sends news to Uganda. I want to come introduce to you my friend who want to get married. Okay? Yeah. But the parents had died, okay? So now there are these uncles, older brother. Yeah, then when they go to know the tribe of the boy, you could see they were like the tribe of the boy. Okay? Bridget, you know that what? The family of the boy. Okay? Go to know the tribe of the boy. You know, they were not so excited. Okay? Meanwhile, I knew the girl. When she told, hey, your sister, I know your sister. Hey, Nabisunsa, you know those things. Hey, I know her. And so, but they still, okay, let us organize. Nenga, they are all like, not motivated, you know, eh? Because of a tribe. Well, can you imagine? Now, so they were told, the girls, family in Uganda was told, who is leading the delegation? Eh? Who is leading the delegation? Eh? Remember, Okwanjiro Kuchala. The uncle who is leading the delegation. Man, when they heard the name, people jumped, they began, what? Some guy in the army, you know, the tribe was thrown out of the picture. If you tribe, man, guys just realize, man, now we are in things. The guy who's leading, the uncle now who is representing the late father. Whew, man, we can see just the name. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? God can bless you, your descendants, you know, when they are mighty on the land. Hallelujah. Mighty in the earth. Okay? Sometimes, by the way, it's not power, it's not wealth, but it is just someone with a good reputation. Okay? Someone was a headmaster in some school like Bushoro Bozi, whatever school, what? I'm at that HA, man. What? Yeah. They're like, you know, his son. Glory be to God. Okay? Public servant, you know. Yeah. Glory be to God. Yes, you can be that. Pastor Moses. Musinguzi. See David Yori. What? Oh, your guy, please. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah. But yes. Oh, man. You understand? Greatly delighting in the commandments of who? Oh, the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen? Wealth and riches. You know, all those things, okay? Psalm 91, verse 14. God says that because he, the some man there, okay, or a woman, okay, because she has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. There's some people God doesn't deliver. Not because he doesn't love them, but because tewali wo reasoni, tewali wo opening, okay, to deliver them. So because he has set his love upon me, I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I'll answer him. By the way, even according to Peter in the New Testament, okay, it says that God doesn't listen to the prayers of sinners. Like it is there in your Bible. Okay? He shall call upon me and I'll answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I'll satisfy him and show him my salvation. Which person is that? That person who has set his love upon God. That person who excels in loving God. Hallelujah. Okay? God will deliver him. God will set him on high. He shall call upon God and God will answer him. God will be with him in trouble. God will honor him. God will satisfy him with long life. And he will show him his what? Salvation. Glory be to God. And even when all that is done, the person will go to heaven. Okay? The person will go where? To heaven. Hallelujah. The person will go to heaven because they lived by the commandments of God. They will inherit the kingdom of God because they did not fall for the deception that you can live any way you want and you still end up in heaven. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So people, let us love God. As in, there's nothing to lose in loving God. There's all to benefit, both in this life and in the life that is coming. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Young people, the earlier you begin to love God, the better. Senior, second year uni. When I got saved, I regretted why I didn't get saved in senior one when some child preached to me. Katia, oh, there are some blessings I missed in those years, from senior one to senior to whatever, second year. Those are like 6 or 7 years. Hallelujah. Mwine, man, tandi kakati. You don't lose nothing, but there's all to gain. There's all to gain. Even if you didn't see these things, be sure, okay, your children have to test them. Okay? It is said that that's why there are families right now, you can trace their well-being, their affluence, the opportunities which come their way. Apparently, they say that you can trace it to their grandees who were in the East African revival. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It is said that some of these Westerners, I hate to say this, but it is said that, man, you remember the East African revival especially hit that area. Okay? Yeah, you know. Hallelujah. And now, you know, yeah. Baganda, people like Nsibambi, you know, Apollo Nsibambi, they led. The father was a gift figure in the East African revival. Even this guy who messed himself up with drunkenness. What's his name? They led. This guy with good English. Nigeria. The father was what? But now he just messed himself up with alcohol. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, there's a lot to benefit, man, with loving God. And even again, I emphasize, after this is done, this world has come to an end for you, you still go to your inheritance in heaven. Glory be to God.
Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.